Hi, good morning friends. Welcome to today's morning briefing session. First of all, a disclaimer that this podcast is only for educational purpose and we do not recommend or advocate any stocks mentioned during the call. The sources of our information are various publicly available data sites such as investing.com, Money Control, Bloomberg, Business Standard, ET, Mint, PAC, Financial Express and others. So we start by looking at updates from chemical/agrochemical segment before we move on to other segments and also bring you the updates from stock markets and world. Over to Abhishek now.
Many thanks, Puratan. So we start our morning updates. Kelich Drug India Limited has purchased land, approximately 15 acres in Pen Taluka on Pen Khopoli Highway. This is to establish a greenfield pharma complex. Kelich has been one of the prominent manufacturers of injectables for more than 30 years. And with this for in biotech product, the company plans to set up 4 to 6 manufacturing units in different therapeutic categories to cater to growing demands nationally and internationally. All these manufacturing units will be built in line with the growth potential in export markets. The project envisage is futuristic and shall have maximum recognition in the world's leading regulatory authority. Mangalam Organics, through its stock exchange filing, informed about the incorporation of Mangalam Speciality Chemicals Private Limited, which is a new wholly owned subsidiary. The company shall carry on the business of manufacturing and trading of pharma-related products under this new entity. Gujarat Alkalis and Chemicals, along with Indian Institute of Chemical Technology Hyderabad, has been granted patent for production of hydrazine hydrate. Gujarat Alkalis and Chemical is implementing a 10,000 tons per annum, which is about 80% hydrazine hydrate project, with forward integration of hydrogen peroxide for the manufacturing of an import substitute. This project is being commissioned at Dahej, which is expected to go on stream in near future. Bajaj Hindustan Sugars, which is India's largest sugar manufacturer, has received the grant of in-principle approval for exploring, evaluating various options for capital restructuring, realignment, resolution plan for debt, merger of power business in the group, demerger of its existing operations and other corporate restructuring. This is to streamline the corporate structure and enhance stakeholders' value. So, some kind of a special situation creating out of this in principle approval. We'll keep a watch here. And finally, because of Ukraine supplies, the sunflower oil prices has been impacted. Ukraine supplies over half of the world's crude sunflower and sunflower oils. The Russian invasion of Ukraine and rising cooking oil prices, countries that use this oil may start looking for alternatives. India relies on Ukraine for sunflower oil imports. Buyers may have to look elsewhere. So, India's sunflower oil import has plunged about 54% in the month of Feb from the prior month as shipment from Black Sea region were hit due to this ongoing war. So, this is all from my side. Over to Puratan for more sector-specific news, markets in general. Thank you.
Thank you, Abhishek. So, obviously not a good set of days in the past, and the negative sentiment, the tensions grew, and the negative sentiment continues. Most of the indices closed in red and were closed about 2.5-3%. Yesterday, I'm talking mostly about the European markets. Asian markets are also not doing good today, as fear of a nuclear war still persists. And the recent news are flowing in that a nuclear plant in Chernobyl was put on fire by the Russian forces. Most of the Asian economies are in red today, as they're trading live now. Including Japan, which is about dying down by about 2.25%, almost most of the other Asian, East Asian economies are also in the red. SGX Nifty was also trading 200 points down, so doesn't seem to be a good day for Indian markets either. So we'll see how this would pan out. So SGX Nifty is presently trading at about 16,260. So certainly not a good thing. 16,498 or rather 16,500 is at the levels where Nifty closed yesterday. So we just see a negative sentiment in the Indian markets. And Dow Jones ended 96 points down, S&P closed 23 points down, and Nasdaq ended 214 points down. Nasdaq also seems to be taking a hit from the statement Mr. Powell, the chairman of Fed, that the US would go ahead with the interest rate increase in March. So this all seems to be building up along with the war sentiment, which doesn't seem to be easing off. Moving on to sentiments in the derivatives market. So we are seeing maximum call open interest at 18,000 followed by 17,000. Again, a gap of 7,000 odd points, which sort of represents the indecisiveness in the market. And call writing, we are seeing at 16,500 followed by 18,000. Plus, again, a huge gap here. Since the market is already trying to find support at 16,000, from 16,500 to 16,200, sort of there is a probably an expectation that the markets could bounce off, and hence these call writings at, you know, where the gaps are as big as 1,500 points. Call unwinding we've seen at 17,000 followed by 16,000. Maximum put open interest we are seeing at 16,500 followed by 16,000 levels. Put writing was seen at 16,600 followed by 15,000 level, and put unwinding we are seeing at 15,500 followed by 16,500. So these are some of the important derivative points that one needs to watch out for. Maximum pain stands at 17,000 levels. There are also speculations, or rather heard on the street statements, that the markets were purposely pulled upwards, or rather in the northward direction, in the last 30 minutes of the trade, so that people could buy puts in the market. So the put prices decline when the Nifty is obviously heading in the green zone or in the northward, and thus putting pressure on the put prices. However, as we read from most of the European markets, they were down by about 2.5-3 percentage points, and this was particularly sensed, possibly sensed by the put writers. Stocks which are showing high delivery percentage are HDFC, Mac Double, Dabur, Ultra Semco, L2, LT, Hindustan Unilever, HDFC Bank, Infosys, Alchem, and ICICI GI. Long build-up side, we are seeing actions on Power Grid, Vedanta Limited, ONGC, NTPC, Persistent, Muthoot Finance, Hind Hotels, Hind Copper, and IDEA. Action on, definitely action seems to be happening on the commodity stocks, on the metal stocks, on especially on the aluminum prices, which have touched lifetime high of $300. So we need to see where aluminum prices are headed from here. It would possibly cool off in the months to come, because this is almost at a lifetime high and has been trading, has been moving upward in the last 4-5 days. Indian steel mills and also the Indian arms of Indian steel mills seems to be benefiting from the sanctions imposed on the Russian steel mills, and the targets on most of these steel companies, Indian steel companies, have seen an upgrade here. So one needs to watch out for these stocks. On the long unwinding side, we are seeing some action on Metavel, NBCC, MCX, Alchem, BL, Astral, Cummins India, Coromandel, NAM India, and Oberoi Realty. On the short build-up side, mostly cement sector is impacted usually because of the increase in the oil prices. Oil prices have touched, crude oil prices have touched 120 USD a barrel. So Ultrasenco, Gujarat Gas, also Ramco Cement, Sri Cement, Abuja Cement, JK Cement, and also some of the paint stocks like Asian Paint have taken it yesterday. And one needs to be careful while trading in these segment. On the bull deal front, Vedanta. Vedanta has been offloaded by Societe General, which has sold about 24 lakh equity shares in the company, about 392 odd rupees. Sequoia Capital, owned SCI Growth Investments too, has sold about 24,69,000 odd shares in Stovecraft as well. So these are some of the interesting bull deal movements that we see in the markets. As far as the stock news is concerned, so SG Vane, which is a state-owned hydroelectric power generation company, has achieved the financial closure for its 210-megawatt Luri hydroelectric project in Himachal Pradesh and 75-megawatt Parasaran solar power project in Uttar Pradesh, and this has been funded by SBI Punjab National Bank for this particular project. Gabriel India has been picked up by HDFC AMC from the open market, and the stake of HDFC AMC has gone up from 7.04% to almost 9.2%. So that has picked up about 2% more of stocks in Gabriel India, and we need to see what is happening on Gabriel front. Most of the automotive stocks are also trading in the red territory and have taken a great hit. Maruti itself has declined by about 7.5% in the past two trading sessions. One is obviously the increase in the aluminium prices and the news report coming out that the semiconductor supply could also be hit because of the simmering tensions between Russia and Ukraine. Other automotive stocks like Hero Motocorp, Bajaj Auto also take a hit and are trading back at their 2 months around 2 months lows. Vodafone India has approved a fundraising of 4,500 crores on preferential basis, and this will be coming through its promoters. It has decided to issue 338 crore equity shares at a price of 13.30 to Euro Pacific Securities, Fine Metals and Oriana Investments, and they have also received a board approval for additional fundraising up to 10,000 crores. So total approval was for roughly about 14,000 odd crores, out of which 4,500 crores will be raised on a preferential basis. Themis Medicare has received approval for immunomodulatory antiviral drug from DGCI, which is Drug Controller of India, and the drug is used for treatment of COVID-19. LT Foods has said that subsidiary LT Food Americans has acquired about 51% stake in Golden Star Trading along with the brand Golden Star, and the company has also been given call option to further buy remaining 49% stake after completion of 3 years. Mahindra and Panindra Financial Services has disbursed approximately 2,700 odd crores of loans in Feb of 22, which is a double digit growth and close to 45% growth on YOY basis. The year to date total disbursement is around 23,632 odd crores. So quite a significant growth for Mahindra Financial Services, and this is one stock that needs to be investigated in detail. As far as FIs and DIs are concerned, so FIs have continued selling, and they have sold shares worth 6,644 odd crores. Day before yesterday, they sold about 4,000 odd crores, and it is a relentless selling that they have been doing. On a yearly basis, FIs, so both 21 and 22 so far, have ended in negative selling from the FIs, and it is probably one of the highest selling that we've seen in the past decade or so. So on a net basis, so a huge amount has outflown from Indian equities as far as FIs are concerned. Domestic institutional investors, however, continue to support the markets. They bought shares worth 4,799 odd crores as of March 3rd. So this is March 3rd data. This is all from our side. We wish you happy and a safe trading day. Trade rich and trade safe. And be cautious. Be very cautious before you pick up anything and probably postpone the trading activities until we have more clarity from the markets. Till then, take care. We'll see you on Monday. Take care. Bye-bye.